It's time for Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103, WAKO.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Lady Indian Basketball. As the Lady Indians entertain the Florida Lady Wolf Gals in Little Illini Conference play here tonight. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Glad you're with us for Lady Indian Basketball as the Lady Indians, who are playing well, look for their fourth win in a row. They're 6-3. They'll take on the Florida Lady Wolf Gals. They're 2-6. Well, here we are. Lady Indians, as we mentioned before, having won three in a row, 6-3 overall, in a good spot, playing their last home game for quite a while here. After today, the Lady Indians will hit the road for three straight games before heading to Fairfield for the holiday tournament. So, Bill, a chance for the Lady Indians to come up with a win here before they hit the road. Always important to win as many games as you can at home.
Yeah, and they've done pretty well with that so far. They've defeated Red Hill here and lost to Robinson here. I think that might be the only two games here. But the thing they've been doing well lately, Steve, starting with the Red Hill game before the McLeansboro tournament, was they've been playing really good defense. You know, Tad was saying the other day that shots aren't always going to fall, but you can always play good defense, and they've done that lately. I know one of the teams down at McLeansboro, they held the single digits, and they were hoping to hold Red Hill under 20 on Thursday night, and I think they ended up giving up, 30? They wanted to hold them in the 20s, and what was the final score of that game? 40-31?
40-31.
Right. So, you know, they played a stretch of, I think there were seven games in 11 days, something like that. They've been very busy. He gave them Friday off, brought them back Saturday, and they're ready to go tonight against this Flora team in a Little Illini Conference contest.
In the JV contest just concluded, Flora won that, a low-scoring game, 21-17. Taylor Alexander had 7 points for the Lady Indians in that JV loss. So again, it's the Lawrenceville Lady Indians and the Flora Lady Wolf Gals here at Lawrenceville High School tonight. This is, by the way, the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. We'll be back in a minute. This is Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, getting set for the action. It'll be the Lawrenceville Lady Indians and the Flora Lady Wolf Gals. This has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. We're back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play in a couple of minutes. This is Lawrenceville Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, you've been good this year. Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Lawrenceville Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103. Here are the starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors, the Flora Lady Wolfcows, coached by Josh Fox, with a record of 2-6. They'll start number 5, Kristen Darrow. She is a senior. Also starting, number 1, Gracie Heimlich, a senior. Emma Walden will also be in the starting lineup for the Lady Wolfcows. She is a sophomore, number 24. Also starting, Taylor Brown, number 34. She, too, is a sophomore. And Bryn Phillips in the starting lineup, number 11. She's a sophomore. So for Flora, it's Darrow, Heimlich, Walden, Brown, and Phillips. Again, Flora 2-6, coached by Josh Fox. For the Lawrenceville Lady Indians, head coach Tad Schick with a record of 6-3, winners 3 in a row. They'll start Jaylee Akers, number 30. She is a 5'7 junior. Also in the starting lineup, Aubrey Bedwell. She is a junior, 5'7, number 33. Caitlin Higginbotham in the starting lineup, 10. She's a 5'5, a sophomore. Also, Shaylee Schick in the starting lineup, 5'3, a sophomore. And number 21, Sydney Williams, in the starting lineup, a 5'10 sophomore. So for the Lady Indians of Tad Schick, it's Akers, Bedwell, Higginbotham, Schick, and Williams. And again, the Lady Indians bidding for win number 4 in a row.
Referees tonight, Steve. Three guys we know pretty well. Jason Wagner out of Newton, Lucas Smith, and my all-time favorite, the old man Skip Dillon, former Flora football coach, working with this crew tonight.
Skip Dillon been around a long, long time, not only as a coach, but also as a referee. And he's out there along with those other two guys as he gets set for the action here.
Only one thing wrong with him, Steve. He's a Dallas Cowboys fan.
We'll forgive him for that. Lady Indians are in their white home uniforms with the red numerals and the red and white trim. Flora in the visiting orange uniforms with the blue numerals and the white trim. It'll be Jaylee Akers jumping it up along with Taylor Brown, and we'll get this game underway. Glad you're with us for Lawrenceville Lady Indian basketball. And the tap is controlled by the Lady Indians. Caitlin Higginbotham will bring it up across the timeline. Dribbles between the circles. Now on the left side to Schick. Now on the corner to Joins. This long jumper is off the mark. No good. And the long rebound goes to the Lady Wolfgals. 7:30 to go here in the opening quarter. Just underway here. Here is Bryn Phillips out top. Now left side on the wing to Gracie Heimlich. Top of the key to Christian Darrow. Darrow on the dribble. Leaves it off now down the lane drive by Bryn Phillips, and foul charged against the Lady Indians.
Thought there might be a travel call there, but instead they called a block on Caitlin Higginbotham. First on either team.
Lady Wolfgals inbounding underneath their own hoop. They do get it in. Now back on the left wing to Christian Darrow. Christian Darrow on the dribble, right side. Leaves it off now for Bryn Phillips. Here's a drive down the left side of the lane and a foul charged on the Lady Indians.
It's on Bedwell, her first team, second. The Phillips girl looks fairly quick to the basket. She might present some problems.
Bryn Phillips, her free throw is up and no good, so we remain scoreless with a minute gone here in the opening quarter play at Lawrenceville High School. Lady Wolfgals of Floor, Lady Indians of Lawrenceville. Free throw up and in by Phillips, 1-0 Flora. Pressure now on the inbound. Here's Akers bringing it across the timeline on the right side dribble, the right baseline, feeds it to the right corner to Sydney Williams. And now the Lady Indians throw it away. So a turnover. And Flora leading 1-0 have the ball with 6:49 to go here in the opening quarter. Across the timeline comes Kristen Darrow. Leaves it for Bryn Phillips. Left side on the wing to Heimlich. Now to Phillips. Back top of the key. A long jumper is off the mark by Phillips. And the Lady Indians come away with the loose ball rebound. Here's Akers. Free throw line jumper is up and in. Jaylee Akers with the hoop. And the Lady Indians are on top by a score of 2-1 with 6:15 to go here in the opening period of play. Kristen Darrow guarded out front by Higginbotham. Left side on the lane to Walden. And a traveling violation against Flora.
One turnover on each team, 2 minutes into the game.
Lady Indians inbound against full court man-to-man pressure. Ball almost taken away, and it was taken away underneath by Darrow, and a foul charged. Well, the ball knocked out of bounds. That was a foul charged. It was a foul on the Lady Indians.
First foul on Schick, third foul on Lawrenceville. Darrow shooting two.
Free throw up and in. Kristen Darrow.
It was not in.
I'm sorry?
The free throw did not go in.
Oh, it did not go in. Okay.
They're 1-3 at the stripe right now.
One went in.
Yeah, 2-4.
2-2 our score here. 6 minutes to go here in the opening quarter play. Flora putting pressure on the Lady Indians. Have the ball knocked away out front. Here's Gracie Heimlich across the timeline, dribbles to the middle, feeds it underneath. Shot is up and in. Nice pass to Emma Walden. And it's 4-2 Flora. 5:44 to go here in the opening quarter play. But the Indians inbound. Akers is bumped and fouled by Heimlich. Stopping the clock with 5:38 to go here in the first quarter play. 4-2 Flora. Again, pressure on the inbounder. In it comes. And the Indians get it across the timeline. Shaylee Schick back out front. Now in the corner to Sydney Williams. Williams on the dribble to the baseline, to the hole. And she's hacked and fouled on her way to the hoop on the right baseline. So to the line will go Sydney Williams for the Lady Indians. Sydney Williams, second leading scorer on the Lady Indians, averaging just over 9 points a game. Free throw is on its way and no good. Indian basketball brought your way by People's State Bank. Mortgages, mobile banking, and more, they're your community bank. Also by WTHI-TV, depend on News 10. Free throw up and in. And it is 4-3. Flora, quickly across the timeline, the Lady Wolf Gals. Here is Gracie Heimlich on the dribble left side. Feeds it top of the key to Darrow. Now to Heimlich. Left corner jumper, a line drive off the mark. Is no good, but rebounded on the offside by Darrow. Darrow to the hole, and she's hacked and fouled on her way to the hoop. So the Lady Wolf Gals will be at the free throw line. Kristen Darrow out there.
Second foul on Caitlin Higginbotham. 3 minutes into the game.
Free throw up and in by Darrow. Flora. 5:03 to go here in the opening quarter play. Second free throw is up and in.
3 points for Darrow. Yeah, 3 points for her all at the foul line.
But the Indians working against pressure, and they throw it away over the top of Higginbotham off her hands and out of bounds.
That's the fourth Lady Indian turnover, and again, we're just 3 minutes into the game. Taz is going to take a timeout here.
Time now for a timeout. An Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout, 4:59 to go in the opening quarter. People's State Bank scoreboard, Flora 6, Lawrenceville 3. This is Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Lawrenceville Lady Indian Basketball, Light 103 WAKO, brought your way by Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Bridgeport. They're your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Also by Lawrence County Health Department, complete wellness, body, mind, and community. 4:59 to go, opening quarter. 6-3, Flora. Off the timeout. And the Indians a little rusty here at the outset as they look for win number 4 in a row and their 7th win overall on the season. And it comes to Heimlich. Feeds it now on the right side to Darrow. Now left side, jumper from the wing is off the mark and no good by Heimlich. And the rebound brought down by the Lady Indians. By Sydney Williams in the corner. The baseline drive. They feed it in the middle and shot up and in. Up and in by Sydney Williams.
Nice play from Bidwell to Sydney Williams there. A little two-man game, and she put it right in.
6-5, Flora. Lady Indians a little zone here as they change defenses from the man-to-man to the zone. There's ball knocked out of bounds by the Lady Indians. It'll be Lady Wolf Gal basketball. And it comes out front to Darrow. Now to Phillips. They feed it on the left baseline to Taylor Brown. And the ball knocked out of bounds.
I think it was tied up. I was afraid they were going to call Williams for a foul, but instead they called it a jump ball possession to Flora.
All right, jump ball then. And it comes to Heimlich. Here's a right side jumper. Is in and out, no good. And rebounded by Higginbotham. Shot taken there by Emma Walden. Up floor quickly, the Lady Indians. Akers back top of the key to Higginbotham. Now in the corner, a long jumper, high arcing. Two-pointer just inside the arc.
Nice shot.
Bedwell.
It was Aubrey Bedwell, first two of the night.
Aubrey Bedwell. And the Lady Indians have their first lead, 7-6. Here's the ball knocked away out front. Akers with a steal. Higginbotham quickly up floor to Williams. He'll lay it up. No, she missed it. And rebound brought down by the Lady Wolf Gals. Emma Walden, excellent chance there for the Lady Indians, but they couldn't hit the layup. 7-6 their lead. 3:16 to go, opening quarter play. Ball kicked in the lane. And it will be Flora basketball at side court. 3:15 to go, opening period. 7-6. Flora trailing by one. Lady Wolf Gals with the ball. Back out front to Heimlich. And feed it on the left baseline. Now the middle shot from the free throw line is off and no good by Brown. Out of bounds. And last touched by the Lady Wolfgals, Lady Indian basketball. Again, the full court pressure. And it comes to Akers. Across the timeline quickly to Bedwell. And the blocking foul charge. She tried to make her way on the baseline to the basket. And blocked and fouled by Taylor Brown.
Yeah, that's two fouls on Brown, three on the Wolfgals. And here comes our first sub of the game.
Chintzee Banky into the game. She's a sophomore, number 25. For the Lady Wolfgals off the bench of head coach Josh Fox. Long jumper by Akers, top the key, is off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for and a held ball. Possession arrow is
should be
in favor of Flora. Nope, it's Lawrenceville.
Right, they had a tie up down there just a second ago. So.
Out front to Bedwell on the dribble. Feeds it now to Schick, now in the lane, a double dribble charged against the Lady Indians. Sydney Williams with the turnover.
Five turnovers, one for Flora. I'm sorry, two for Flora.
2:40 to go, opening quarter. 7-6. Lady Indians on top. We've been 7-6 for a while now. Here's the ball intercepted in the lane by Jaylee Akers. Feeds it off now to Higginbotham. Across the timeline. Akers now to Higginbotham. Right corner to Schick. That's Bedwell, actually. Back out front to Higginbotham. Now to Akers. There is Schick there, feeding it out low to Williams. Back out front to Akers. Long jumper is good. A three ball. Jaylee Akers outside the arc. Good ball movement there by the Lady Indians. And they have a four-point lead at 10-6. 2 minutes to go here in the opening quarter play at Lawrenceville. In the lane, a traveling violation charged against Flora against Bryn Phillips.
Indians going to the bench for the first time. Alexia Petty checking in 6 minutes into the ball game.
Petty, a 5'4 sophomore for Tad Schick off the bench. She's double-teamed, tries to dribble through it. It's stolen away in the lane. Shot up and no good by Darrow. Rebounded by the Lady Indians. Across the timeline they come. Akers deep on the left wing. Now they work it to Bedwell. Back out front. Now to Williams, top of the key. Now to Schick in the middle to Williams, I should say. Her shot is partially blocked. Flora coming away with a loose ball. Up floor, Darrow on the left side dribble. Now between the circles on the right wing. Now left side. Ball gathered in by Heimlich. Deep on the left wing. Now right wing jumper is off the mark. A long rebound run down in the corner by Darrow. And a blocking foul charged against the Lady Indians with 1:08 to go here in the opening quarter. 10-6 Lawrenceville.
First foul on Williams, fifth on the team. Sarah Joins now checking in for Lawrenceville also.
Lady Indians inbounding. I should say Lady Wolfgals inbounding. They do to Heimlich. Left side jumper is off the mark by Emma Walden. And the rebound comes to the Lady Indians. Petty across the timeline. Left side dribble. Cut off there. Back out front to Akers. She thought about a long jumper. Now left side to Petty. On the dribble. Back out front. Feeds it in the middle. Bedwell down the lane. Back out front to Akers. Long jumper. Top of the key. Off the mark. No good. Long rebound gathered in by Binky. Flora. Across the timeline with 33 seconds to go. 10-6. Lady Indians on top here. Opening quarter at Lawrenceville High School. Top of the key, jumper on the way is off the mark by Darrow. Rebounded underneath. And a foul charged against the Lady Indians as going to the line will be Bryn Phillips for the Lady Wolfgals. With 20 seconds to go here in the opening quarter.
First foul on Joins, six on the Lady Indians.
Free throw up and no good by Phillips.
So they will be shooting one in the bonus for the entire second quarter, or at least until they get into the double bonus.
Free throw on its way and good by Bryn Phillips. 10-7. Lady Indians by three, 18 seconds to go. As the ball's stolen away by Flora underneath, shot up and in by Darrow. Kristen Darrow with a good steal there. 10-9, Lady Indians by one. Ball inbounded. Pressure stolen away by Flora, and the ball knocked away, but a foul charge on the Lady Indians. Lady Wolfgals with some pressure, putting pressure on and bothering the Lady Indians, trying to make their way up floor. Walden's free throw is up and in, and we're tied at 10. 2.5 seconds to go here in the opening quarter play. The free throw on its way, got it again. 11-10 Flora, long down court heave, and here's Petty. Her jumper is off the mark as the first quarter comes to an end. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, after one quarter play here at Lawrenceville High School, our score is Flora 11 and Lawrenceville 10. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Citizens National Bank would like to say thank you this Christmas by hosting a Customer Appreciation Day at our Lawrenceville Banking Center. Please come in and join us on Friday, December 14th from 8:30 to 4 p.m. for refreshments, giveaways, and lots of festive cheer. Wishing you and your loved ones a safe and happy holiday season from all of us here at Citizens National Bank.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, second quarter underway. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Lady Indian basketball. Flora with the ball. They throw it away. Turnover on the Lady Wolfgals to start the second quarter.
Steve, foul shooting was the difference in that first quarter. Flora made only 2 field goals out of 10, but hit 7 of 10 from the foul stripe. Lawrenceville turned the ball over 8 times that opening quarter and shot 4 of 10. So handling the basketball is the big problem right now, and it is again as they turn it over.
Lady Indians have it stolen away by the Lady Wolfgals, and they have the ball, leading by one, just underway here in the second quarter. Baseline drive, shot up, and no good, but rebounded out of there by Gracie Heimlich. Cross court now to Bryn Phillips, back out front, ball knocked away, recovered in the back court by Darrow, guarded by Jaylee Akers. On the left wing to Heimlich. Back out top of the key. Darrow. Down the lane she comes. Shot no good. Rebound fought for. And a shot up and in. Underneath by Jincy Banky. She was right there. The ball came right to her and she laid it up and in. 13-10. Flora on top. Just underway in the second quarter play. Higginbotham down the lane is hacked and fouled. On her way to the hoop, and she'll head to the free throw line for Lady Indian free throws.
Just the third and fourth attempts at the foul stripe for the Lady Indians tonight. But again, Flora shot 10 free throws in the first quarter. Lawrenceville only 2.
Free throw up and in by Caitlin Higginbotham. Higginbotham averaging about 7.5 points a game. Third leading scorer for the Lady Indians on the year.
That's her first point tonight.
Jaylee Akers leads the Indians in scoring at 17 points per game. She missed that second one, but it was rebounded by Williams, and she was fouled, and so she'll go to the line as she tried to make the basket on the rebound. She'll have to earn them at the free throw line. Free throw up and in. Cindy Williams, 60% free throw shooter on the year. First one was good. And the second one is good as well. And we're knotted at 13. 6:50 to go here in the second quarter play. Across the timeline, ball knocked away but stolen away by Williams. Now off to Akers. Now to Higginbotham. Williams in the left corner, dribbles left baseline, shot blocked away, and scramble for the ball. And we have a held ball, possession arrow in favor of the Lady Indians. So they'll go on the offense underneath their own hoop. 6:36 to go, second quarter, tied at 13. Here's Higginbotham on the left baseline. Shot is knocked away underneath and brought down out of there by Jaron Allen, a new player in the game, a senior for head coach Josh Fox's Lady Wolfgangs. 6:20 to go, second quarter, 13 all here at Lawrenceville High School. Top of the key jumper by Darrow off the mark, no good. She runs down the long rebound but can't handle it, and the Lady Indians want to run. Akers working one-on-one, shoots, no good. Rebound is out of bounds, and last touched by Flora. It'll be Lady Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. 6:04 to go here in the second quarter. Knotted at 13. Out front for the Lady Indians is Shaylee Schick. Feeding it now to Williams, but it off her hands and a turnover. Darrow across the timeline. On the move. Now Darrow, left side on the wing to Heimlich. Heimlich called for a travel. She wanted to pass, but couldn't find anybody to get it to and turned it over.
That's eight turnovers on the Wolf Gals. The Lady Indians have 11 tonight.
Ball knocked away by Flora. Scramble for it. Another held ball. This time the possession arrow will be in favor of Flora.
Yeah, that'll be 12 turnovers. Still, you got a feeling this game's going to go right down to the wire. Neither team's been able to build more than a 3 or 4 point lead. It's been tied a number of times. There's been four lead changes in the ball game. I got to think it's going to come down to the last possession.
Ambrell Federal Credit Union timeout, 5:35 to go, second quarter, tied at 13 here in Lawrenceville. You're listening to Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School off the timeout, 5:35 to go, second quarter, tied at 13. Flora looking to inbound against full court pressure, and it comes. Here's a jumper right side off the mark, and the rebound brought down by the Lady Indians, Shaylee Schick. Here's Akers now, right side jumper from about 15, no good. Rebounded by Higginbotham, up no good, and a foul charged against the Lady Wolfgals. So Caitlin Higginbotham heads to the line with a chance to break this 13-13 tie. 5:25 to go, second quarter here at Lawrenceville High School. We'll be right back here tomorrow for the Indians and the Oblong Panthers. Free throw up and in by Higginbotham. 14-13 Lawrenceville. Another free throw coming up here. On its way and good. 15-13.
Caitlin, 3 out of 4 tonight, has 3 points.
And it comes to Darrow across the timeline. Right side dribble to the right baseline. Cut off there. Now she'll bring it back out. Left side to Heimlich. Lady Indians packing it back in there in a zone. Baseline drive and a shot up and no good by Darrow. Long rebound run down by Akers in the corner. Off to Higginbotham, quickly up floor to Petty. In the corner now to Joins, but Lady Indians turn it over. Flora, Lady Wolfgals across the timeline, 15-13. Here's a pass underneath and a shot up and in, laid up and in by Jincy Benke. And a timeout wanted by head coach Tad Schick. 4:41 to go here in the second quarter. Ambrell Federal Credit Union timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 15, Flora 15. This is Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Off the timeout, Lady Indians and Flora knotted at 15. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson at Lawrenceville High School. Jaylee Akers looks over to the sidelines to Tad Chick for instructions. Feeds it now to Higginbotham on the left baseline. Now the ball knocked away, recovered by Williams. Here's a left corner jumper by Higginbotham. Off the mark, no good. Battling for the rebound underneath is Bedwell. And we have possession arrow in favor of the Lady Indians. No inbound underneath their own hoop. Tied at 15. Top of the key, Williams. Now Bedwell. Akers on the right wing, deep right wing. Top of the key, Bedwell. On the dribble. Now leaves it off for Akers. Back out front to Higginbotham. Left side on the wing to Petty. Left corner, Williams. Tries to take the left baseline. And knocked out of bounds by Flora. It'll be Lady Indian basketball. 4:04 to go here in this low-scoring first half, 15 all. And it comes to Petty. Back out front to Higginbotham. Left corner to Akers. Back out to Petty. They feed it down low underneath to Williams. Her shot is up and in. Sydney Williams with the basket.
7 points tonight for Williams.
5'10 sophomore, 17-15 Lady Indians. Flora trying to feed it underneath. The ball kicked out of bounds by the good defense of Jaylee Akers. It'll be Lady Wolfgow basketball underneath their own hoop. 3:44 to go here in the second quarter, 17-15. Jumper right side off the mark, no good, but a rebound up and in underneath by Binky again. She's played well off the bench.
Six off the bench for Binky.
17 all, our score, 3:30 to go, second quarter play. Here's the ball stolen away by Flora. Flora's Heimlich feeding it. Back out now. In the corner, jumper no good by Bryn Phillips. And we have a foul charged on Flora. Bedwell coming down with a loose ball. Foul on the Lady Wolfgals with 3:15 to go here in the second quarter.
That's Darrow's first foul. Both teams now have seven. Both teams in the bonus. So the Indians, the Lady Indians, will be going to the line trying to retake the lead with 3:15 to play as Bedwell will be shooting one in the bonus. She has 2 points tonight on a field goal.
17 all, 3:15 to go here in the second quarter. Free throw up and in by Bedwell, Aubrey Bedwell, 5'7 junior, number 33. For the Lady Indians, Tad Schick, second year at the helm of Lady Indian basketball. Free throw up and good again. 19-17, Lady Indians by two. A little trapping pressure here now by the Lady Indians on the inbound. Here is Heimlich across the timeline to Banky. Now underneath, shot up and in. They nicely broke the pressure. That was Emma Walden with the basket. Now here's Flora putting on the pressure themselves. Petty to Higginbotham. She'll bring it across the timeline with 2:50 to go. Second quarter, 19 all here at Lawrenceville High School. Akers back out front to Petty. Dribbles between the circles. Now right side on the wing to Bedwell. Right corner to Higginbotham. Top of the key to Akers. Jaylee on the dribble now. Looking to get free. Feeding it to Petty. Her long jumper off the mark from the left side. No good. Long rebound brought down by Banky. And we have a traveling violation called against Gracie Heimlich out front for Flora. So it'll be Lady Indian basketball at side court. 2:26 to go, second quarter. 19-19. Our score here. Jaylee Akers across the timeline between the circle dribble against this Flora zone. Defeated in the middle now to Williams. Back out to Akers. Now to Williams again. Here is Schick, a long jumper off the mark from the right side. No good. Rebound brought down by Darrow of Flora. Darrow in the corner on the baseline to Emma Walden. Now a shot up and in from the left side by Taylor Brown. 21-19, Lady Wolfgang's on top here. Petty off to Shaylee Schick. Now back to Petty, right side on the right baseline. Cut off there. Now back out front to Akers. It's feed it underneath to Schick, but she can't handle the pass. And it's taken away by Flora. Flora very aggressive here.
15 turnovers on the Lady Indians tonight.
21-19, they trail. Now a pass intercepted by Schick. Heading to the hole. Feeding it off now to Williams, who lays it up and in. Nice pass there on at the fast break for the Lady Indians. And we're tied at 21. Minute 14 to go here in this second quarter at Lawrenceville High School. Darrow on the dribble. Right corner to Walden. Back out to Darrow. Feed it top of the key to Banky. Now down low. Here's a jumper good from the right side. About 15-footer by Emma Walden. 23-21. Flora. As we seesaw back and forth here near the half. 46 seconds to go. Akers across the timeline to Schick on the dribble. Feeds it now in the corner to Bedwell, right side. Back out to Schick on the wing. Long jumper by Shaley. Off the mark, no good. Well, and the rebound fought for by Petty, but coming away with it is Darrow. Darrow on the dribble between the circles. And the ball knocked away by Williams. Saved in, but saved into Flora. Top of the key. Here is a shot by Benke. Off the mark, no good. And ball is stuck between the backboard.
I think there was a foul called before that, though. I think Flora's going to be going to the foul line. Jason Wagner blew his whistle, raised his hand, and he called a foul on Chaley Schick, her second.
16 seconds to go here in the second quarter. 23-21. Flora on top, a chance to increase that lead. 16 seconds to go here in this second quarter play. At the line is Emma Walden, a sophomore, 24 for the Flora Lady Wolfgangs.
Two out of two at the line earlier tonight.
The free throw is up and rolls through.
Could not perk that Anderson curse on her, Steve. You need to do that, I guess.
Yeah.
She's 3 of 3 right now.
Okay. Free throw up and in. Emma Walden. Flora with a 4-point lead. 15 seconds to go. 25-21. Here's Akers deep on the right wing. 9 seconds to go. Akers on the dribble. Feeds it in the middle now to Williams. And a traveling violation. Lady Indians just turning the ball over with too much regularity here.
16 turnovers in 16 minutes.
And it comes to Darrow across the timeline. Goes to the basket. And she's bumped and fouled with 0.4 seconds to go here in the first half. So to the line, Kristen Darrow with a chance to increase a 4-point Flora lead.
Yeah, to make matters worse, that's the third foul on Chaley Schick with 0.4 seconds left here in the first half.
Free throw on its way, and no good. And the first half comes to an end. So a little spurt there by the Flora Lady Wolfgangs has them on top here on the road on the People's State Bank scoreboard here at halftime. Our score, the Flora Lady Wolfgangs 25, Lawrenceville Indians, Lady Indians, I should say, 21. Bill and I are back with the halftime report coming up in about 3 minutes. You're listening to Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Happy holidays from Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport. Stocking stuffers, put little tools on Santa's shopping list, starting at $4.97. Scratching your head for that hard-to-buy four-person on your list? Leggett Lumber and Hardware gift certificates are the answer, in any amount. Other ideas for Santa? Cordless drills, reciprocating saws, heat tape, pipe insulation, ice melt, and snow shovels. And Leggett's great expertise. Thank you so much for your business, and we look forward to seeing you come through our door at Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport.
Folks Hair Studio reminds you the holidays are getting closer every day. You need to look your best. Folks Hair Studio's got you covered. Hair styling, deep conditioning, explore all the new colors. Get a mani, a pedi. Let Folks Hair Studio get you looking good. Hey, need a great gift idea? A Folks Hair Studio gift certificate from Folks Hair Studio. Just Google Folks Hair Studio. North of the square, Folks Hair Studio will tease to please.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson. Lawrenceville Lady Indian Basketball here on Light 103. Lady Indian Basketball brought your way by Citizens National Bank's Lawrenceville Banking Center. No better banking. Also by Larry Bob's Pizza of Lawrenceville. They're famous for their delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one right now or after the game?
943-2612.
There's the number to call for Larry Bob's Pizza. Well, it's time now for the Larry Bob's Pizza. Speaking of Larry Bob's Pizza, the Larry Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. It's the Lawrenceville Lady Indians trailing the Flora Lady Wolfgals 25-21 here at halftime. Flora led by one after one quarter, lead by four here at the half, 25-21. Bill has a look at some of the first half stats.
Turnovers, I think, were the big number, at least if you look at it from an Indian perspective. Lawrenceville's turned the ball over 16 times, 8 in each quarter. Flora turned it over 10 times, 6 in the first quarter. I'm sorry, 5 in each quarter for Flora. Individual scoring for the Lady Indians. Sydney Williams leads the way with 9 points. She has 3 field goals and 3 out of 4 from the foul line. Jaylee Akers has 5 points. Aubrey Bidwell with 4 points. Caitlin Higginbottom with the 3 free throws. Shaylee Schick has not scored, and Petty and Joins have played off the bench have not scored. Individually, Walden leads Flora with 10 points. Binky has 6 off the bench. 5 points for Darrow, and a basket each for Phillips and Brown. Shooting, Flora, 8 out of 24. Lady Indians, 6 of 19. From 3-point range, the Lady Indians are 1 of 7. Flora is 0 for 3 from 3-point range. Both teams doing well from the foul line. Flora has hit 9 out of 12 free throws. The Lady Indians have hit 8 out of 10 free throws. Flora owns a 13-12 edge on the board. Higginbottom leads Lawrenceville Rebounders with 3 at halftime. Foul trouble, Shaylee Schick has 3 fouls for Lawrenceville, the only one in serious foul trouble. See, this game was extremely tight up until the last minute of that first half. Really, the 4-point lead that Flora enjoys right now matches the biggest of the game by either team. The Lady Indians had a 10-point lead in that first quarter with about 2 minutes to go in that first quarter. When Agers hit the three-pointer, they had a 10-6 lead. That was a 4-point lead for them. Flora's biggest lead of the game, as I said, is this 4-point bulge they currently enjoy. The first quarter, there were four lead changes and a tie. The second quarter, the game was tied at 13, 15, 17, 19, and again at 21 before the Wolfgals ran off the final 4 points of the first half. Take a 25-21 lead. Had a chance to even stretch it further. Darrow was at the foul line with just 0.4 seconds to go in that first half. Fortunately for the Lady Indians, she missed that friend of the 1-1, keeping the lead 25-21 floor at halftime.
All right, we'll be back to talk about more here on the Halftime Report. You're listening to Lawrenceville Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Lady Indian Basketball here on Light 103. Both ball clubs back out on the floor as we get set for the second half of action. Lady Indians with some work to do here. They trail by four here on their home floor. Lady Indians will be in action here tonight. And then tomorrow, they head to Oblong. While the Indians are taking on the Oblong boys here tomorrow, the Lady Indians will be taking on the Lady Panthers. That'll be at Oblong tomorrow. Then another conference game on the road for the Lady Indians on Thursday at Marshall before a non-conference play against Vincennes Lincoln. Then the Fairfield Holiday Tournament after the holidays. But again, some work to do for the Lady Indians, trailing by four here at halftime. This has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bob's Pizza Halftime Report. We're back in a minute with the second half of action on the People's State Bank scoreboard. It is Flora 25, Lawrenceville 21. This is Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Hello, this is Greg Lewis, inviting you to Customer Appreciation Day at Citizens National Bank of Albion, our Bridgeport Banking Center, located at 100 East State Street, December the 14th. Please join us from 8:30 until 10:30 for breakfast refreshments and from 10:30 to 4 for assorted sandwiches. Again, that's 8:30 to 4, December the 14th.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside Lawrenceville Lady Indian Basketball. Lady Indians trailing the Flora Lady Wolfgals 25-21. Second half underway here. Flora with the ball and the lead. Across the timeline come the Lady Wolfgals. Out front, the ball is knocked away. Akers almost had a steal. Now an over-the-back call against Flora. Turning it over, so the Lady Indians chance to cut into this lead here as they have the ball off the turnover. 25-21, Flora on top. Glad you're with us. Here's Jaylee Akers. Really hasn't been untracked offensively here in the first part of the game. Loses the ball, and it's stolen away by Emma Walden. Across the timeline she comes. Feeds it off now out front to Heimlich. Now to Walden on the right baseline. 15-footer on the way. No good. Rebound run down on the left corner by Darrow. Now back out front between the circles to Heimlich, and they'll go on the attack. Lady Wolfgows will. Ball almost knocked away and stolen away by Bedwell, but Flora recovers out front. Down the lane is Darrow. Shot partially blocked, and Sydney Petty with the loose ball rebound for the Lady Indians. Brings it up across the timeline. Higginbotham, Akers in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Got it! Jaylee Akers, three ball from the right side. And the Lady Indians are back to within one, 25-24. 6:50 to go. There's the ball taken away by Williams. Up to Akers. One-on-one. Heads to the hole. Lays it up and in. A little spurt by the Lady Indians has them on top here. 26-25. Near the early moments of the third quarter. 6:37 to go in it. 26-25 Lady Indians. Lady Indians again playing zone. Ball tapped away as Emma Walden tried to make her way to the basket on the left baseline, knocked out of bounds. Lady Wolfgow basketball underneath their own hoop. And it comes in the left corner to Heimlich on the dribble out front. Gracie Heimlich backs it out now. Lady Wolfgow is going to an offensive set. Now she leaves it off for Darrow out front. Now the ball knocked away. Recovered by Flora, but they throw it away. And foot race for the ball. It's run down by the Lady Indians, but now touched by Flora. Now a two-on-one break at the other end, and there's a blocking foul charge on Petty of the Lady Indians. Looks like the Lady Indians are going to have a basket one end, Bill, but then at the other end, it was a two-on-one break.
Yeah, Petty did a good job stepping in there. Unfortunately, must still have been moving, and the player ran into her, but was called for the block.
So free throw on its way, and good for Kristen Darrow, the senior for the Flora Lady Wolfgows, record of 2-6 on the season. She got both those free throws, and it's 27-26 Flora. 6 minutes to go. Full court pressure by Flora, and it comes to Caitlin Higginbotham. She'll bring it across the timeline. Now to Akers on the right wing. Three-pointer on the way. Got it! And a chance at a four-point play. Daly Akers loading it up from the right wing, a three-pointer, and she was hacked, and a chance at a four-point play here. 29-27, Lady Indians on top.
That's fouls on Taylor Brown, her third.
Akers' free throw is up and in, but they got to have some offense out of Jaylee Akers, and they're starting to get it here in this third quarter. 30-27. Lady Indians on top, 5:53 to go in the quarter.
Yeah, Akers has 9 points in this quarter and 14 in the ball game.
Darrow has the ball kicked away out of bounds by the good defense of Akers out front. It'll be Flora ball at side court. 5:47 to go here in the third period of play. Across the timeline comes Kristen Darrow in the left corner to Walden. Now to Heimlich. Heimlich, right side, cut off there. Feeds it in the right corner to Walden. Now the middle. Ball taken away by Petty, and a reach-in foul charge against Flora. So it'll be Lady Indian basketball out of bounds. And a timeout one. And full timeout by Flora head coach Josh Fox. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard. 5:26 to go, third quarter, 30-27. Lawrenceville Lady Indians on top. This is Lady Indian basketball on Light 103.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School sports. Please get out and take in the game.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School sports. Go Teams!
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Lady Indians inbound, leading 30-27. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, glad you're with us. 5:20 to go, third quarter. Lady Indians working on the perimeter of this zone. Petty, now to Higginbotham. Petty, top of the key, in the middle now to Williams. Back to Higginbotham. Now to Petty at the top of the key on the dribble. Right side to Higginbotham on the wing. Akers trying to free herself up as they have a shadower on her. Feed it underneath to Williams. Now to Higginbotham, the left corner. Back out front, top of the key to Petty. Long jumper, got it!
It's a three.
Three ball by Petty. Alexia Petty, the 5'10 sophomore with the hoop. 33-27, Lawrenceville Lady Indians by six. Might be their biggest lead of the game.
It's the biggest lead for either team.
All right. Here's a jumper, top of the key is good. Three ball by Gracie Heimlich. An answering basket by Flora. 33-30. 4:23 to go, third quarter. Here is Bedwell feeding it down low on the baseline to Williams. She turns, shoots, no good. And the rebound brought out of there by Flora. Had a good shot, just couldn't get it to fall. Now Heimlich on the dribble, back out front to Darrow. Darrow feeding it right corner to Bryn Phillips, ball knocked away, tied up. Possession arrow is in favor of the Lady Indians. So it'll be Lady Indian basketball.
Turnovers are tightening up now, Steve. Lawrenceville has 18, but Flora's 15 turnovers. So that's perhaps why the Indians have maybe been able to put a little bit of distance here between them.
33-30. Here's Williams making a move down the lane. Shot up, no good. She made a good move, but couldn't finish it. Here comes Flora quickly up floor. Here's Heimlich, top of the key now to Darrow. Darrow in the middle to Benke. Off to Walden. Back out front. Jumper off the mark, no good. Loose ball run down by Flora. Emma Walden being in the corner, but the ball knocked away and out of bounds by Williams. Lawrenceville will be Lady Wolfgau basketball, side court, right in front of the Flora bench, and head coach Josh Fox pacing up and down. And it comes out front to Darrow. Darrow feeding it back on the right wing to Heimlich. Left side on the baseline. Cut off there is Darrow. She'll feed it in the middle. Now right side, long jumper is off the mark by Heimlich. Ball out of bounds, last touch by the Lady Indians. It'll be Lady Wolfgau basketball underneath their own hoop. 3 minutes, 1 second to go, third quarter. 33-30, Lawrenceville Lady Indians on top here. The Indians are looking for win number 7 on the year, and they're fourth in a row. Back out front to Gracie Heimlich against this Dones 2-3 zone by Tad Schick. They feed it in the middle to Banky. Now a long jumper from the top of the key is well off the mark. Out of bounds, Lady Indian basketball. 2:47 to go, third quarter, 33-30. Lawrenceville, Caitlin Higginbotham across the timeline. Flora in his own, 2-3 as well. Actually boxing one with Jaylee Akers being hounded out front.
I know Coach Schick fully expected this, and he's prepared to have some other girls step up and score.
Here's a long jumper. Is no good by Bedwell from the right side. Left side, actually. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Indians. Yeah, going to have somebody else set to score.
They've had a couple of really good looks at the basket since Flora's been in this box and one on Akers. Last couple times down the floor, just haven't been able to get the shot to fall.
Here's a baseline jumper off the mark. No good by Flora, rebounded by Bedwell of the Lady Indians. Higginbotham across the timeline, left side dribble, feeds it now to Williams at the high post. Williams looking for somebody to get it to, off to Higginbotham. Now to Akers. Akers down the lane, throws it up and in. Kaylee Akers from about 10 feet in the lane on the dribble.
Yeah, boxing one or not, she's going to go to the basket and make that shot.
35-30. Now traveling violation against Flora. Turning it over near midcourt. Kaylee Schick into the game, replacing Alexia Petty, who gets the glad hand over on the sideline from assistant coach Jody Cannon and head coach Tad Schick. She did good work off the bench.
Now, if the Indians could just score here, it'd be the biggest lead of the game.
Here is Bedwell, top of the key to Williams, down the lane, has it taken away, stolen away, one-on-one, Darrow heading to the hole, has the ball knocked away from behind and out of bounds.
I'm telling you what, that was a tremendous play by Sydney Williams that time. She caught up from behind. Darrow went up to shoot the ball, and Williams knocked it right out of her hands from behind, didn't foul her. And now there's a turnover, a travel on Flora.
Turnover on the Lady Wolfgals. With a minute 30 to go here in the third quarter, 35-30. Lady Indian basketball brought your way by Wabash General Hospital. People you know, helping people that you love. Top of the key, Higginbotham long jumper off the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound is knocked away and out of bounds. And it'll be Flora basketball. Also, Lady Indian basketball brought your way by Cunningham Young Funeral Home in Lawrenceville. Their family serving your family in the time of need. Across the timeline, Darrow on the top of the key dribble and a foul charged. Reach-in foul on the Lady Indians.
Second foul on Jaylee Akers. Just the second on the Indians this quarter.
Lady Wolfgals inbounding near midcourt. And it comes to Heimlich. Heimlich on the dribble left side, cut off by a double team. A left baseline move by Bryn Phillips. She throws it away, but now Bedwell throws it right to the Flora Lady Wolfgow player. That was Darrow. And the ball was tipped and out of bounds. It'll be Lady Wolfgow basketball underneath their own hoop. 54 and a half seconds to go, third quarter, 35-30. Lady Indians on top here. They feed it down low underneath to Binky, and a foul charged on the Lady Indians.
That foul's going to be on Aubrey Bedwell, her second foul, third of the half on Lawrenceville.
Lady Indians sending in Sarah Joynes off the bench, 5'10 junior. And it comes to Darrow. Darrow dribbles back out front, 43 seconds to go, third quarter, 35-30. Lady Indians on top. Here's a jumper left side off the mark, no good by Phillips, but running it down is Flora. They're getting a lot of loose balls here. Here's another jumper off the mark, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Indians. It'll be Lady Wolfgow basketball. On extra chances for Flora running down those loose balls. And it comes to Heimlich, left corner. Now we have a foul.
That's going to be on Sarah Joynes, I believe. That'll be her second.
Yep.
A little pushing and shoving going on in the lane. Lucas Smith saw it, called it.
And it comes out front to Heimlich. Feeds it on the right wing to Walden. Back out to Heimlich. Feeds it left wing to Darrow. And we have a foul charged underneath against the Lady Indians again.
That's going to be on Akers. That'll be two on her. And all of a sudden, Flora's up to five fouls. Check that. Third foul on Akers. Flora's up to, Lawrenceville's up to five team fouls. Flora will be in the bonus very soon. Only two team fouls on the Wolfgals this half.
Akers checks out, replaced by Petty in the Lady Indian lineup. 11.7 seconds to go. And it comes to Darrow. Darrow covered up. Now free throw line jumper is off the mark. No good. And another foul against the Lady Indians on the jumper by Jen C. Banky. She'll be at the line for free throws with 5.3 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 35-30. Lady Indians on top.
That foul was on Sydney Williams, her second.
Free throw is up and no good by Jen C. Banky.
Her first trip to the foul stripe tonight.
Just a sophomore. And a Free throw on its way. Good. One out of two for her. 35-31. And it comes to Schick across the timeline. 1 second to go. Long heave by Schick is well off the mark as the third quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard after three quarters here at Lawrenceville High School, score now reads Lawrenceville Lady Indians 35, Flora Lady Wolfgows 31. Back with the final quarter in a minute. You're listening to Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Olney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the Primary Care Clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Olney.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Lawrenceville Lady Indian Basketball, ready for the final quarter here at LHS. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, glad you're with us. Flora with the ball. They find open underneath. Wide open was Bryn Phillips on a good pass from Kristen Darrow, 35-33. Here's Jaylee Akers back into the game for the Lady Indians. Tightening up here. Underneath they go to Williams. Williams back out top of the key to Schick. Schick on the left side dribble. Back out to Petty. Petty top of the key. Now to Joins in the right corner. Tries to feed it down low to Williams. Ball knocked away and out of bounds. Last touch by Flora. 35-33. And it comes to Akers. Back out front to Williams. Now to Joins. Left side to Schick. Back out to Joins. Top of the key. Akers on the right side. In the middle to Williams. In the corner to Petty. Out of Akers, and they throw it away.
It's 22 turnovers on the Lady Indians tonight.
That chick will not like that.
Flora has 17. So
7 minutes to go. Across the timeline come the Lady Wolfgals. They've tried to feed it down low, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Joins of the Lady Indians. Off to Schick. Across the timeline she comes. Feeds it in the middle now. Williams down the lane, lays it up, no good. And rebound brought down by Flora. Across the timeline quickly, Kristen Darrow. Left side dribble in the middle, shot up and in by Benke. Jency Benke with the basket. And now a timeout wanted by Tad Schick as we're even. 6:30 to go in the game on the People's State Bank scoreboard with the Sambrol Federal Credit Union timeout. 6:30 to go in the game, 35-35. You're listening to Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Lawrenceville Lady Indian Basketball brought your way by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington, Indiana. Come find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal. And by Best Way Express. Call the Best Way, 1-833-BEST-WAY today. Your career is waiting. Flora with the ball underneath after stealing it away. And a foul charge on the Lady Indians. And there goes Benke to the line again. Jency Benke played very well off the bench for head coach Josh Fox and the Flora Lady Wolfgals.
It's the fourth foul on Chaley Schick.
Free throw is no good by Benke, and the score remains tied at 35.
See, this game has changed. The lead's changed hand 9 times already. There have been 6 ties. Benke's going for the 10th lead change with this free throw.
It's on its way and good. 36-35, Flora on top. Caitlin Higginbotham across the timeline. Petty on the dribble now right side. Now to Akers, top of the key. Left side to Higginbotham. Feeding it now to Williams. Left side of the lane. Now to Bedwell. Bedwell to Williams. And we have a traveling violation against the Lady Indians.
Boy, I hate to keep harping on it, but that's 24 turnovers. Just don't really give yourself a good chance to win the ball game turning it over that frequently.
Across the timeline, Kristen Darrow feeds it in the left corner. Now back out to Darrow again on the wing. Top of the key to Heimlich. Now right corner to Jaron Allen. In the game for Flora. Now a foul charged against the Lady Indians.
Third foul on Higginbotham. Lawrence is quickly putting itself into foul trouble. Flora shooting the bonus already, yet it's committed only two team fouls this half.
Free throw is no good. Rebounded by Akers. Quickly up floor to Higginbotham. Higginbotham heading to the left baseline, and her shot is up no good, but she was fouled on the way to the hoop. So at the line with free throws, Caitlin Higginbotham for the Lawrenceville Lady Indians. 5:38 to go in this game. 36-35, Flora on top here. And the free throw is up and in, and we're tied at 36.
She looked good on that shot, and she's 3 out of 4 at the foul line. Excuse me, 4 out of 5 at the foul line tonight.
Averaging about 7.5 points per game.
Make that 5 out of 6, and the Indians are back on top. 10th lead change of the game.
37-36, Lady Tribe on top. Down the left side, into the corner. They go to Taylor Brown. Now right side, long three-pointer is up and in. Up and in, a three ball by Gracie Heimlich. 39-37 Flora. 5:20 to go in the game. They feed it top of the key to Williams, right baseline. Now underneath to Williams again, shot up and no good. But the Indians get good shots, just can't get them to fall. Across the timeline comes Darrow. Flora by 2. Underneath to Allen, and a foul charged against the Lady Indians. Fouls, again, piling up here for the Lady Indians.
Higginbotham now has 4. Schick's got 4. Akers has 3.
Free throw up and in by Flora, by Jaron Allen. She's a senior. And it's 40-37, a three-point Flora lead. Missed that one. And the rebound brought down by Akers. Akers quickly across the timeline on the right side dribble of the wing. Now to Petty in the corner. Akers lets a long three ball go. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Binky of Flora. Now quickly up floor is Darrow. Darrow, right side dribble in the middle now to Binky. Back out to Darrow again. Heimlich. Left side dribble on the wing. Cut off there. Now back top of the key. Off to Darrow in the right corner to Allen. Allen has the ball knocked away. Scramble for the ball. Out of bounds. Last touch by Flora. Right near the scorer's bench. It'll be Lady Indian basketball with a timeout on the floor. Going to be a full minute timeout. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard. 4:22 to go in the game. Flora 40, Lawrenceville 37. This is Lady Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to the Bluetooth. Am I right? I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal. The Dobson Ford.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Off the timeout, Lady Indians with the ball, trailing 40-37. Long jumper is no good by Petty. Rebounded by Flora. The fast break basket up and in. Layup made up and in by Gracie Heimlich. Flora on top by five. 42-37. 4 minutes to go in the game. The Lady Indians need a hoop here. Here is Bedwell. Back to Akers on the right wing. Now out front to Schick. Now Petty in the right corner. Back to Schick. Back to Petty in the right corner. Back to Schick. And a traveling violation on the Lady Indians. They're just killing themselves with turnovers.
25 of them.
Across the timeline, Kristen Darrow. 42-37, the ball out of bounds. Flora turnover.
That's 20 on Flora.
Higginbotham getting set to check back in.
Right. Maybe she can make a three-pointer here or something. Get us back in this ball game.
42-37, Flora. 3:30 to go in the game. Lady Indians need a hoop here. Higginbotham right side. They try to feed it down low, and it's taken away by the Lady Wolfgals. Across the timeline, Kristen Darrow feeds it now. Long three by Heimlich off the mark, no good. Schick the rebound for the Lady Indians. 3:10 to go in the game. 42-37. Schick across the timeline, left side of the corner. Here's a long, high arcing shot by Bedwell. It's off the mark, no good. One and done. Rebounded by Walden of Flora. Now to Darrow across the timeline. Feeds it in the middle. The high post to Taylor Brown. Now back out front to Heimlich. 2:48 to go in the game. 42-37, Flora. Trying to win on the road here at Lawrenceville. Now back out front is Darrow. Ball knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Lady Wolfgau basketball.
Lawrenceville's probably going to have to start fouling here at maybe in another minute or so. Problem is they've got too many players out there with four fouls already.
And it comes to Heimlich, and there's a foul charge on Schick. Shaley Schick of the Lady Indians, so to the line.
Actually, they called that on Akers.
Oh, okay.
That's her fourth. She's got four. Schick's got four. Higginbotham's got four. Heimlich will go to the line where she's not been yet tonight. Two shots.
Free throw on its way and no good. So the door remains a little bit open for the Lady Indians here. 2:34 to go in the game. They trail by five, 42-37. Second free throw is no good, but the loose ball comes to Flora. And they'll bring it back out and eat some more clock. Boy, you really got to have that ball, that rebound there.
I think I'd foul Heimlich again. The problem is who's going to do it.
They feed it underneath on the left baseline to Walden. Now a shot in the lane is up and in, but a traveling violation against Flora. Lady Indians need a basket from somebody. 42-37, they trail. 2:14 to go in the game. Schick across the timeline. Cut off. Now the ball to Higginbotham on the right side. Dribbles to the middle. Throws it up. A runner in the lane.
And
got it to go.
Nice job. Took it to the basket. Kissed it in. Good job, Caitlin.
42-39. A minute 55 to go. And a foul charged on the Lady Indians. So the Lady Wolfgals would have to earn them at the free throw line. Kristen Darrow will be there, the senior for Flora. With a minute 56 to go in the game and a three-point lead, 42-39. Flora on top. Free throw up and good.
That foul was on Williams. That's her third. Darrow is now 6 of 7 at the foul stripe tonight.
43-39, a four-point lead. Minute 56 to go in the game. Second free throw up and in. 44-39. 1:53 to go in the game. Here is a The ball to Higginbotham. Now to Akers, top of the key. Feeds in the middle to Williams. Back out to Akers. Left side to Petty. Now in the middle to Williams. Their long jumper, Akers, top of the key, is no good. And brought down by Williams in the, I should say, Petty in the corner. And a traveling violation on Alexia Petty. Turning it over. 1:33 to go. But the Indians now are going to be in desperation mode. 44-35. They get it in. And stealing it away is Higginbotham. And a foul charged against Flora. It was against Bryn Phillips.
Just her second foul.
Going to be a 30-second break. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. 1:28 to go in the game. 44-39 Flora on top. Back in 30 seconds. This is Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Here is our situation. 1:28 to go in the game. Flora leading 44-39. The Lady Indians with the ball. Need a basket here. Here's Williams, top of the key. The ball tipped out of bounds by Flora right in front of the Lady Indian bench. Minute 21 to go. 44-31. Flora on top. And it comes to Higginbotham. Man-to-man here by Flora. Higginbotham down the lane. Puts it up and in from about 12 feet. And a quick timeout wanted by Tad Schick. That was a big hoop there by Higginbotham. Full timeout. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard reads Flora 44, Lawrenceville 41. This is Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Minute 14 to go in the game, 44-41. Lady Indians trail by three. Full court man-to-man pressure. In it comes to Darrow. Darrow is fouled on her way up floor, and she'll go back to the line for Lady Wolfgang free throws with a minute 10 to go and a three-point Flora lead.
Shaylee Schick's making her way to the bench. That was her fifth foul. She'll sit out the final 110. On the other hand, Darrow is at the foul line.
The free throw is no good. 44-41. The score remains. A one-possession game. Big one right here. That'll make it a two-possession game. And she got the second. 45-41. Lady Indians don't need to really rush. Need to get a good shot. Here's Akers. Haven't heard much from her here lately. On the dribble. Akers feeding it now, top of the key. Higginbotham, right corner to Bedwell. On the drive, feeding it underneath to Higginbotham. Back out front. Akers along three, off the mark. Rebounded by Petty. Now off to Bedwell, high arcing jumper. Off the mark, no good. And the ball brought down by Flora, by Taylor Brown, and a foul charged. Rebounding foul on the Lady Indians with 42 seconds to go in the game. And a 45-41 Flora lead. We go to the other end for Lady Wolfgang free throws. Big one's coming up here.
That was Higginbotham's fifth foul. So she's out of the game. Brown will be going to the foul line. She's not been there tonight.
Taylor Brown, a sophomore for Flora, trying for their third win of the year. Free throw up and in. 46-41, a five-point lead, two-possession game. 42 seconds to go. Got them both. 47-41. Here's Akers on the dribble. Now off down the lane, Williams feeding it left side to Williams. Back out front, long bomb by Akers off the mark, no good. And the long rebound run down by Flora's Bryn Phillips, and a foul charged against the Lady Indians. With 27.9 seconds to go, and things looking a little dark here for the Lady Indians. 47-41, they trail by six with 27.9 seconds to go. And I think Akers is fouled out.
Yeah, it was her fifth foul, so that's the third starter to foul out for the Indians. And Haley Belleville is going to have to check into the game.
Free throw up and in by Bryn Phillips. Floor hitting their free throws down the stretch, making the plays down the stretch, and that's going to look like give him a victory on the road here against the Lady Indians. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebounded by the Lady Indians. Quickly across the timeline is Petty. Where do you go now for the points? Here's Williams. 18 seconds to go. Williams on the dribble. Time winding down. Williams to the hole. Lays it up and in off glass. 48-43. 8 seconds to go. Flora across the timeline, and they're just going to dribble it out. 48-43 is going to be the final score. So Lawrenceville Lady Indians lose to the Flora Lady Wolfgals by a score of 48-43. Lady Indians fall to 6-4 and have a three-game winning streak snapped. And Flora improves to 3-6 on the year. Again, the final here at Lawrenceville High School on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Flora 48, Lawrenceville 43. We're back with the postgame show in 3 minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10, coverage you can count on.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, you've been good this year. Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302 or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Citizens National Bank would like to say thank you this Christmas by hosting a Customer Appreciation Day at our Lawrenceville Banking Center. Please come in and join us on Friday, December 14th from 8:30 to 4 p.m. for refreshments, giveaways, and lots of festive cheer. Wishing you and your loved ones a safe and happy holiday season from all of us here at Citizens National Bank.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Back here on the Hoax Hair Studio post-game show, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Lady Indian basketball. Lady Indians lose here tonight to Florida Lady Wolf Gals by a score of 48-43. Lady Indian head coach Tad Schick joins us. And Tad, you were up by four heading into the fourth quarter, but just couldn't hold on to that lead.
No, we didn't. We stopped executing on offense. They went to a little box and one, and we have girls that just kind of just did not execute tonight. We had way too many turnovers, probably 25 turnovers, and we just need to be stronger with the ball and have more confidence in ourselves, especially on the offensive end.
Had you seen a box and one before tonight on Acres?
Yeah, we've seen one before, not this year, but in the past, which that's fine with us. We have open cutters running down the lane, but we have girls that when they get the ball, they're not strong enough to see the open cutters. When the other team puts pressure on us, a lot of times we tend to turn our backs to the goal and we do not see open cutters. So that was one of the reasons that we didn't execute on offense.
Foul trouble seemed to hurt you tonight. You ended up with three starters fouling out.
Yeah, and that's kind of hard to believe. You know, I started out man-to-man, and that only lasted two or three minutes because we got a couple quick fouls. So we went back into a 1-3-1 to kind of protect that, even though we still play aggressive 1-3-1 half-court defense. And it's just a case of where we don't slide our feet and we reach. We had way too many reaching fouls tonight. And you could see that Flora out-hustled us. On those 50-50 balls, they probably got 90% of those. They were diving on the floor. They were getting all the loose rebounds. I think they got four chances on one possession. So we just got to get tougher and keep on improving throughout the season.
You had some pretty good momentum going. You're on a nice win streak. What does this do to you going into another tough ball game just tomorrow night?
Well, hopefully it just wakes us up, makes us tougher, and realize that that we got to come in each and every practice and prepare. We got to block out some outside noise, and we got to come in and do what you're supposed to do. Sometimes we let our mind wander and we just don't focus on what needs to be done to become a complete team.
All right, on the road to Oblong. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Tad.
Tad Schick, the head coach of the Lawrenceville Lady Indians. Again, disappointing loss here tonight. Lady Indians had a lead heading into the final period, but could not get it to go, and they lose by a score of 48-43. We're back with more on the Hoax Hair Studio postgame show. You're listening to Lady Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Hoax Hair Studio reminds you the holidays are getting closer every day. You need to look your best. Hoax Hair Studio's got you covered. Hair styling, deep conditioning, explore all the new colors. Get a mani, a pedi. Let Hoax Hair Studio get you looking good. Hey, need a great gift idea? A Hoax Hair Studio gift certificate from Hoax Hair Studio. Just Google Hoax Hair Studio. North of the square, Hoax Hair Studio will tease to please.
Back here on the Hoax Hair Studio post-game show, I'm Steve Anderson along with Bill Richardson. Lawrenceville Lady Indians lose to the Florida Lady Wolf Gals by a score of 48-41. Lady Indians trailed 11-10 after one quarter play, 25-21 at the half. As I mentioned before, had a 35-31 lead after three quarters. Things looking pretty good, but then they just could not hold on, and Flora passed them and picked up the victory here, 48-43, snapping a three-game Lady Indian winning streak. Lady Indian 6-4, Flora 3-6.
Steve, it really was a good ball game. There were 12 lead changes, six ties this ball game. Flora took the lead for good with just over 5 minutes to go when Heimlich drove to the basket. Looking at the individual scoring, Jaylee Akers led the Lady Indians with 16 points. Sydney Williams finished with 11. Caitlin Higginbotham chipped in with 9 points, 4 points for Aubrey Bedwell, 3 off the bench for Alexa Petty. Jaylee Six started, did not score. Joins and Belleville also got in there, did not score for the Lady Indians. For Flora in a winning effort, 3 players, Steve, had 10 points each. That was Darrow, Emma Walden, and off the bench, Janice Benke. 8 points for Heimlich, 5 for Phillips, 4 for Taylor Brown, and 1 for Allen off the bench.
All right, time now for our Bill Dobson, forward player of the game for this contest. Bill, who do you think?
Well, I think that you seem to think also that maybe Caitlin Higginbotham would be the player of the game for this game. She gave the Lady Indians a big lift there in the fourth quarter, scored 6 of her 9 points in the fourth quarter, really brought the Indians back, Lady Indians back to within striking distance. Unfortunately, foul trouble. The 27 turnovers couldn't get it, kept them from getting over the hump, but Caitlin Higginbotham is the Bill Dobson player of the game.
All right, Caitlin Higginbotham, congratulations to her. Well, wish we had better news for you here tonight. Lady Indians came in thinking that with a 2-6 record, Flora would be ripe for the taking here, but Flora got a lot of girls that... made a lot of plays. They made plays down the stretch, hit some big baskets, held the lead, and hit their free throws, and won by a score of 48-43. So back to the drawing board for the Lady Indians tomorrow when they travel to Oblong. We'll be right here tomorrow night when the Indians take on the Oblong Panthers. Our broadcast time around 7:30, 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Bill, thanks for your good work here tonight.
Thank you, Steve.
And... thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco Studios. That's been Gil T. Wilson. That's been the Hoax Hair Studio post-game show. Well, hope you enjoyed the game. Wish we had better news for you. Again, Lawrenceville Lady Indians lose here at home, 48-43. And again, they're on the road at Oblong tomorrow night. So for Bill Richardson, Steve Anderson saying so long from LHS.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader WAKO Light 103, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County Health Department, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Wabash General Hospital, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Amberall Federal Credit Union, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV 10, Best Way Express, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Sippets and Sweet Teas. Lawrenceville Indian Basketball, brought to you all season long here on Light 103, WAKO. Lawrenceville, Vincennes.